And now it's time for Larry Weber to join us by phone for Weekend Outdoors. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Wonderfully, thank you.
Okay, terrific. It is what I call a pseudo spring morning.
Yes.
Quite a fascinating morning here. Temperatures are a little bit chilly. We had about 18 degrees when we were out for our early morning walk. However, with the sunlight, there was plenty going on. I heard the Phoebe song of the chickadee, which has been it's been going on now for already about 2 weeks. However, I find it mostly on the clear mornings, and it's the same way with the nuthatches. They make their yank 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 call a little louder on these kind of mornings. The other one was the woodpecker. They've been drumming now every morning for quite some time, and they don't seem to make a difference whether it's a clear morning or not. They're drumming anyway, and so I heard those again. Then I had a little extra added on to it. This is something you probably won't hear up there in Grand Marais, but I heard a turkey gobbling.
Hmm.
Now, turkeys are, well, relatively speaking, new in Carlton County. I first started recording them about 10 years ago. They have spread, and they're doing well, and many people said with the winters they couldn't cope with the snow, but they seem to be coping just fine, especially this year. They've done okay in other years as well. I have found the difference, though, is in the past they seem to go more into the woods where they would feed on acorns and things like that. But this year I've seen them more out in the open. So, yeah, this was gobbling. I don't think it's going to be anything serious yet going on, but it did start. Ended the month of January in this past week, and looking back on January, it was not record-setting. However, the statistics sure showed it extremely much warmer than normal. We got up to average of 18 degrees when the normal is about 10. There have been warmer Januaries this past decade. Even if you go back just a few years, you go back to 06, we had a January of over 23 degrees. So it's certainly not record-setting, but way, way beyond normal. And then the snowfall. The snowfall is just the opposite. Our average snowfall is over 19 inches for January, and we got only 5. And once again, not record-setting. Just go back a few years to 07. We had less than that. We had 4.5 inches of snow that January. And so nothing record-setting, but nevertheless quite a month that stands out. Now, February is unfolding in the same manner. We seem to be following the same pattern that we've been in several months in a row now, and that is being above normal in temperature and below normal in precipitation. February is a dry month all the time. There is, every year is a dry month. I always told my students when I was teaching for 30 years at Marshall in Duluth that don't expect a day off because of snow in February. It just doesn't happen. I think in the 30 years it maybe happened twice. And we do not usually get big snows. There was one year, I believe it was 93, where the snowiest month for the whole winter was February. But that's pretty unusual. Just we don't usually get much of snows. And when we do get it, it's a dry snow and doesn't amount to too much. March, on the other hand, can give us some more snows. So it's certainly still possible. The seasonal snowfall at this point right here is around 16 inches, and that is less than, almost 40 less than what we normally have by this time. We are now in midwinter, and, you know, if you look one direction, see what the first half is like, is the second half going to be the same? Anybody who follows sports knows that if you take a halftime break and you look how the team has been doing in the first half, they are not necessarily going to do the same in the second half. So things can definitely change. But when we get into a weather pattern, especially a weather pattern of warmer than normal and drier than normal, we usually stay in that pattern for a while. So I don't expect any differences. I would sure like to see some differences, but I don't expect any differences coming up in the next couple weeks. Things have been starting to move around. I mentioned in the past about the raccoons. The raccoons seem to be more active in January than usual. Well, that has continued, and I saw their tracks again this week. Yesterday morning, a skunk was out on the road. I did not see it, but it certainly left its odor. So that's another one. Both of those two are ones we pretty much expect in any February. They sleep through the coldest of January, then they become more active in February, but they usually go back to sleep again. Also of note, I have noticed a lot of the action from the wild canines, the wolves, the coyotes, and fox. I've seen turd tracks every day. They are very active right now. It's the breeding season, especially for the coyotes, but both the wolf and the foxes are getting into their breeding modes as well. And the squirrels, I think this is kind of interesting. All through the winter until this point, I watched squirrels at my bird feeder, and it looks like they're interested in nothing but food. And then all of a sudden, they start noticing each other more. That continues to happen as we go through February. Speaking of the bird feeders, red poles I had all winter showed up this week. I have up to 100 of them right now. That could continue to grow. I have had years where the largest amount of red poles came in March. So it certainly could still continue to grow. They find feeding very well. It's hard to believe that a bird that tiny can eat that much food. But boy, when you get 100 of them and you get them actively feeding, they really take advantage of it. In addition to that, the owls continue to make news. I've been hearing and seeing both barred owls around here the last couple of days. But it's the other owls, the winter owls, that make the news at this time of year. Snowy owls still have been reported in much of the state. Unfortunately, they are not as common in this particular area. But the hawk owl is starting to show up now in late winter, as well as the great gray owls. So February is a good time to see either of those two. And they both hunt in daytime, and it's not unusual to be driving along roads and seeing, especially mm-hmm. the great gray. It is such a big owl. There's been a hawk owl that's been reported down by Gooseberry Falls, and it's been hanging around the river there, and with a state park, I'm sure it gets plenty of people to see it. And then we take a look at the trees. Anytime we get into February, there are three trees that pretty much start the pattern that we start to look forward to as we get into March. First is the red osier dogwoods. Mm. Red osier dogwood, a little tiny tree that we probably wouldn't even notice, except that this time of year, starting in February, they turn bright red. Yesterday, I was up in your country. I was skiing in Cook County, and I went by a particular patch of red osier dogwood that was just all bright red from the branches and top all the way down to the ground. That especially visible in the sunny sites. The other two trees, one of them being quaking aspen, the other one being pussy willow, they both, before the month is over, they both put out these real furry buds, and usually it's something a sign to look for in late February. However, on the walk this morning, I stopped and took a look at some quaking aspens, and yes, the furry fuzzy buds are already starting to come out. Mm. And I expect the pussy willows will be, if they're not already are, that they probably will be soon. So, yeah, we are into what I call pseudo spring, and we'll see how long it lasts. This month of February can bring some strange surprises, so we'll see.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning on Weekend Outdoors. He's a retired, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. And right around 9:30 every Saturday, you'll find him here on WTIP.